Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with Podcast 101. Today is April 24th, 2012, and today's topic, improvements in daily life and enlightenment in one package. I've written before about the fact that the Lefkoe belief process, one of the many processes that comprise the Lefkoe method, has both a very practical element and a profound spiritual element. Getting rid of beliefs and conditioning changes your creation. In other words, it results in major changes in our daily behavior and emotions. The Who Am I Really process, which is an element of the Lefkoe belief process, enables you to enter an altered state of consciousness where you deeply experience anything is possible, there is nothing missing, and you have no limitations. I'm now discovering that another one of the Lefkoe method processes is more spiritual than I had realized. The practical side of the Lefkoe occurring process. The Lefkoe occurring process enables you to recognize that you automatically and unconsciously give meaning to events, perhaps 20 to 50 times a day, and usually do not distinguish between reality and that meaning. In other words, how reality occurs to you. Therefore, your occurring, the meaning you give reality, is experienced as reality. And because events have no inherent meaning, all our feelings, positive and negative, are the result of our occurrings. The Lefkoe occurring process then enables you to make a clear distinction between reality, events, and meaning, occurring, and finally to dissolve your occurring. As a result, you're able to deal more effectively with reality, easily get rid of negative feelings, and create your experience of life moment by moment. Obviously, the Lefkoe occurring process produces very practical results. The spiritual side of the Lefkoe occurring process. Although I've had some sense that there are spiritual elements to the Lefkoe occurring process, I've started to realize that it's almost like a spiritual practice. A friend of mine who lived at an ashram when he was younger and who studied many of the Eastern religions said that there are several things in common with Eastern traditions. You learn to hold all concepts lightly. You learn to drop evaluations. You learn to drop the tendency to stick new ideas into an old slot. In other words, say that the new thing is like that, which keeps you from fully experiencing the new thing. You learn to climb outside of your customary way of interpreting. And you learn to jettison old identities and ways of thinking. I've never described the Lefkoe occurring process quite like that before, but I could accurately use it as a description of my process. Another person I talked to recently who's been studying Taoism said that his guru taught him by using events in reality. By that he meant he learned to stop giving meaning to things either his guru told him to do or that his guru suggested he notice. Eventually, that practice enabled him to stop living in the past and future and live totally in the present. That also is one way describing the purpose of using the Lefkoe occurring process on a regular basis. A description of Taoism. Read the following partial description of Taoism from Wikipedia. Quote, Poo is a metaphor for the state of wu-wei. It represents a passive state of receptiveness. Poo is a symbol for a state of pure potential and perception without prejudice. In this state, Taoists believe everything is seen as it is, without preconceptions or illusion. Poo is usually seen as keeping oneself in the primordial state of Tao. It is believed to be the true nature of the mind, unburdened by knowledge or experience. In the state of Poo, there's no right or wrong, beautiful or ugly. There is only pure experience or awareness, free of learned labels and definitions. Close quote. Interestingly, that also is one of the results of using the Lefkoe occurring process on a regular basis. You stop judging and evaluating events. you focus on and deal with just the event itself without any meaning. Although I designed the LEFCO recurring process to produce a practical result, now that I and others have been using it consistently for the past couple of years, I'm seeing that it also serves as a spiritual practice. Consistent use of the LEFCO occurring process produces many of the same results that years of meditation and various types of spiritual practice produce, namely, a major reduction in stress, a significant lessening of suffering, and the ability to passively observe your thoughts without giving them meaning or being attached to them. To get a sense of how the LEFCO occurring process works, please watch a short video I've prepared that you can find at occurringcourse.com. I would love to hear from those of you who have practiced Taoism, Buddhism, or any other Eastern discipline and who are familiar with the LEFCO occurring process. Please let me know your take on the relationship between the two. How are they similar and how are they different? I especially would love to hear from people who've also taken the LEFCO occurring course and can describe the similarities and differences they notice from their personal experience. Please leave your comments and questions about today's post on my blog at MortyLefco.com. I read all posts and answer as many as I can. If you found this podcast useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of the post at MortyLefco.com. And remember, if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the LEFCO belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one negative belief free. And for information about eliminating 23 of the most common limiting beliefs and conditionings, which cause 8 of the most common problems in our lives, including a lack of confidence, and get a separate video of the Who Am I Really process, please check out recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. Have a great day. Talk to you next week with next week's podcast.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to recreateyourlifefree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.